السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرت مفتی عبدالقادر صاحب دامت برکاته. حساب میں اللہ تعالیٰ bless you and آپا with آفیت and good health. The platform is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم مولانا سليم كريم. جزاك الله خيرا to our technician, brother Junaid Khan. نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 16th of Ramadan, 1446, Southern Africa. And most cities and countries, today is the 17th already of Ramadan, Yawm al-Furqan, the day of distinction, the day of Badr, when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the beloved Sahaba, the companions and students of the Master alayhi salatu salam, defeated the polytheists, idol worshippers, led by Abu Jahl and company, and dispatched them to hell. 70 of them were sent to hell, 70 were taken captives on that Friday, 17th of Ramadan, the second year after the Hijrah. With Allah's grace, Allah's mercy, today we focus on Surah Nur, chapter number 24, and verses number 33 and verse number 34. So it's very, very interesting lesson. So we should listen attentively so we will grasp and understand what Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is informing us. Islam is a religion for all times, all places, all circumstances. But sometimes you will find some people want to get married, but they don't have really that financial means, and there's nobody really to assist them. Then what happens in that case? Chapter 24, Surah Nur, Radiance and Effulgence, and verse number 33. وَلْيَسْتَعْفِفِ الَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ نِكَاحًا. And those people should then protect their chastity and not get married because they don't have the means and so forth. حَتَّى يُغْنِيَهُمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. Till Almighty Allah Jalla Wala enriches them out of His grace, out of His mercy and so forth. So it doesn't mean that you just get married and now every day, every second day, you have to go begging this person, that person. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam elaborated on this, as mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Ya ma'ashir al-shabab, O you group of youngsters, man istata'a minkum al-ba'a, whoso of you has the financial means and you have everything, the physical means to get married, falyatazawwaj, then get married. Fa innahu aghaddu lil-basar, it's good that you keep your gaze down. Wa ahsanu lil-farj, and then you fortify and protect your private part. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَسْتَطِيعُ, and for some reason you can't get married because you don't have the finances and so forth, فَعَلَيْهِ بِسَوْمُ, so he must start fasting, and every day, every second day and so forth. This is besides Ramadan. فَإِنَّهُ لَهُ وِجَاءُ, because this fasting will crush his desires. So see how Islam brought about solutions. Today's world, they will just tell you they're just shaking and love as lovers and so forth. So remember, obviously, Islam is dead against that. Islam wants a pure, a chaste society, and not a society, community filled with haramis and illegitimate children and bees like South Africa, Brazil and so forth. That's one story now, so we finish with that. Second one, understand this, understand properly. Islam did not introduce slavery. Slavery was already prevalent prior to the Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, prior to the honorable auspicious birth of the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. If you read the Bible, you will find about Solomon, David and so forth. They had 100 female slaves and slaves and so forth and so on. So they were already prevalent at that time. Islam brought about reforms so that humanity could be free from slavery of others and we become the slaves of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala alone. Study the Seerah, Seeratul Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the biography, the history, the profile of Mustafa Rahmatul Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam of the Prophet, peace be upon him. He liberated, emancipated in his Hayat Mubarakah, in his noble life, 63 slaves. And we find that one Sahabi, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, a'taqa alfa abdin wa atamara alfa marra. One Sahabi, he liberated 1,000 slaves and he performed 1,000 umrahs. The problem today is we know more about the soccer, cricket, all these shaitan people, than rather learning the life history of the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the beloved Sahaba and companions and the awliyaullah, the special friends of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So one is a slave, that you are the master, and if you wish, you can liberate him, or otherwise you just have to keep him and arrange his boarding, lodging, everything, and you will have extra pay of hands to work in your farm, in your shop, in your house, wherever. So in all these cases there. A second type of slave is a mukatib. I am the master. He is my slave. He comes to me. Obviously, his example. So now he comes to me and says he wants liberation and we will sign a contract. So mukatib, mukataba. So he will sign and I will sign if he gives me 1,000 rand. So now you must remember, then after that you will be liberated, emancipated. Both parties reach an amicable mutual agreement. So not only is it permissible, it's meritorious and highly, highly recommended in Islam. And the third way is that you liberate him without him paying anything. So that is a great, great action, remember that. So here we're speaking about the second one. But on that there will be an objection. A slave, from where is he going to get money and so forth? So his labor, you will like pay him or just deduct it from that a total amount that every week he works, for example, I'm just saying. So now you will say 100 rand, 200 rand, 500 rand. So in that way, after 1 month, 2 months, so now he has his liberty, freedom, and because he has paid you with cash or via his services and labor rendered. وَالَّذِينَ and those slaves يَبْتَغُونَ الْكِتَابَ and they want and they are seeking kitab, the book. They are seeking a written contract between themselves, the slave and the master. مِمَّا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُكُمْ from what your right hand owns. You see, in a true Islamic society, you must remember Palestine and the Jutlas. That's a perfect example. So now, when we capture, they are prisoners. So you have 5 options. Either you kill them, totally permissible. Either you forgive them, so you can tell them, go back. Third one, you take ransom from them. For imma mannam ba'du wa imma fida'an. You take ransom from them, they must pay you in cash or kind. And fourth one, that you must remember, mubadalatul usara, that you have exchange of prisoners of war. And we give you 20, you give us 50, or vice versa. Whatever both parties agree, it doesn't mean the numbers has to be the same. So that's 4. And the fifth one is istirqaq. You make them slaves and so forth. If you look at your hadith, this is a tragedy that 90%, 80% of the ummah does not even know this. Imam Bukhari, Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith, was asked, O Muhammad bin Ismail, you are Amirul Mu'mineen fil Hadith. Ma hiya silsilatu al-zahab? What is the golden chain of transmission in Hadith? He stated, Imam Bukhari, that Imam Malik reports from Nafi' في reports from Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, and he Abdullah ibn Umar reports from Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Malik we know, so you must remember his buried day in Medina. Who's Nafi? Nafi was the slave of Abdullah ibn Umar. I just mentioned to you now, Ataqa Alfa Abdin. He liberated 1,000 slaves. He told him, go, I give you freedom. Nafi say, I'm free, but I don't leave you. I'm staying in your company. And he became one of the greatest scholars of hadith, the teaching, preaching of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So Malik from Nafi, Nafi from Abdullah ibn Umar, and then he, Abdullah ibn Umar, from the master, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the golden chain. This is what Islam did. It took the slaves out of servitude of humanity and creation and made them the greatest scholars. We must remember these type of things here. Now you take America, the haramis who want to speak about democracy, who want to speak about human rights. So where's the human rights of my sister, Dr. Afia Siddiqui? Where is the human rights of my brothers who are languishing in the hellhole there in Guantanamo Bay, Gitmo? What you did in Iraq, we will never forgive. We will never forget. What you are doing in Palestine, America, Britain, and Israel, we will never forgive and never forget. We say one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. And therefore, what Hamas, what the Houthis are doing is 100% right. We have to attack you, attack your ships, attack your interests, whether it's a kafir, whether it's murtad, whether it's who. If they attack Israel, they attack America, they attack Britain, we will support them, you must remember. Islamic stance is very clear. We can never adopt what Saudi Arabia, what Emirates, what Jordan, Egypt, Bahrain, Morocco are doing. They bunch of haramis, murtads and ghaddar. They are traitors to Islam and they are murtads and apostates. We have nothing to do with them. They have sold out Islam. So that is our stance, which is very clear. So now, yeah, you must remember that. So this person, yeah, he wants his freedom. So now you agreed. So what must you do, O master? You are the master of the slave, the owner. فَكَاتِبُوهِمْ إِنْ عَلِمْتُمْ فِيهِمْ خَيْرًا. So you enter the contract. If you know there is goodness for them in that, that that person will be able to get freedom and lead a normal life and so forth. But you get some people that they are slaves, everything is found, boarding, lodging, you give them that freedom, and then what will happen? Instead of becoming an asset to humanity, he'll become a liability. He will just every day go and beg here, steal there or something. So that is why it's mentioned in Alimtum Fihim Khaira. And you must assist him. You must assist him. وَآتُوهُمْ مِنْ مَالِ اللَّذِي مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ وَآتُوهُمْ. And you, the master, must give him from the wealth مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ, that wealth which Almighty Allah gave you. So either you give him the wealth and then he'll pay it back to you, or either you give him a discount, or you tell him, go, I have liberated you, emancipated you, free of charge. You must remember, although initially you maybe took certain amount as like a deposit or what have you. So all this will be acceptable. See this word here. وَآتُوهُمْ مِنْ مَالِ اللَّهِ الَّذِي آتَاكُمْ. So from the wealth that Allah gave you. So we dead against secularism and capitalism. In Islam, we have our own ism, and that is Islam, theocracy. We bring Islam in our business. وَأَحْسِنْ كَمَا أَحْسَنَ اللَّهُ إِلَيْكَ. Oh, millionaire, billionaire, trillionaire, don't say it is your degrees and your business acumen. Say it is Allah Jalla Wala who has blessed me with all this wealth and so forth. That is the Islamic principle. For ahsin, do good unto people. Kama ahsanallahu ilaik. This was told to Qarun, the multi-trillionaire, zillionaire. Chapter 28, Surah Qasas, verse 77. And here we see the same three messages given. Now, these people, Abdullah bin Ubay and them, the hypocrites, they would buy slaves, female slaves, then from then to go and force them and compel them into prostitution. So remember, there's no place for that in Islam, and you must be punished and so forth. Islam wants there must be a chaste life for people who are free and slaves as well. Just look at the prostitution in the West. Look at the prostitution here in South Africa. And you will see in all the so-called democracies. So that is what they happens. They treat their women as sexual objects, and they just gratify their lust and passion. Then they want to speak about Afghanistan and that. Therefore, Afghanistan gave you Americans a good threshing, and inshallah, Hamas will give you a good threshing as well. Inshallah. Nasrun min Allah. وَفَتْحٌ قَرِيبٌ وَلَا تُكْرِهُوا فَتَيَاتِكُمْ. And you, the owners and masters, do not compel your female slaves. On what? عَلَى الْبِغَاءِ into for prostitution. إِنْ أَرَدْنَا تَحَسُّنَا. When they want to remain chaste. So it doesn't mean that now you translate it. If they don't want to remain chaste, then you can force them, compel them. Obviously, that's not the meaning. So you must always ensure that the prostitution does not happen, and Islam wants a pure and a chaste society. لِتَبْتَغُوا أَرَضَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. So that you obtain the aradul hayat dunya, the material wealth of this life, of this world. Like you see today, look at the film industry and all these things here. So you will see that what you see in the news, you will hear. So what is happening to the world, you must remember, in the name of entertainment. What then, what happens, you must remember, that they are busy with prostitution, they are busy with bestiality, they are busy with homosexuality, lesbian, and what then, what goes on. So arad al hayat al dunya, or may you kurih unna, and whosoever compels and forces these ladies into prostitution, fa inna Allah min ba'di ikraihinna, then verily Almighty Allah, after they have been compelled to do all these haram actions, so Allah Ta'ala is ghafoorul raheem, is of forgiving, very merciful. So meaning that once they are compelled, they are tortured, persecuted, Allah will forgive them because they did not want to do that. وَلَقَدْ أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكُمْ آيَاتٍ مُبَيِّنَاتٍ. Indeed, we have revealed to you the clear signs. Everything is clear. But it's me opening the tap and you putting the glass, the cup, but you put upside down. So you don't blame me, you blame yourself. So keep your heart and open, then you will understand the beauty, glory of Islam. وَمَثَلًا, and the narratives and the examples. مِنَ الَّذِينَ خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, of the nations and the people who came before you. So how Almighty Allah let them thrive, and then Allah punished them because of their kufr and blasphemy, their shirk and polytheism. خَلَوْا مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, they have passed on before you. وَمَوْئِذَةً لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, and this is admonishment, advice for those people who have true taqwa and piety. So that is was our lesson for today. Many, many things we should learn. Daily try and learn something new. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today is the 16th of Ramadan, 1446. And remember, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we present to you the views, news, interviews. We know in other parts of the world is the 17th of Ramadan. So more than 50 people killed there in Yemen and by the Americans. But the question need to be asked, from where are all these missiles and drones and dot fired? From Saudi Arabia, from Emirates, from Qatar, from Bahrain. So all these Arab countries, munafiqs and murtads, killing innocent people, civilians and so forth. Wallahi, your turn will come. You will be begging the Palestinians, and then you will see how the tables will be turned. Inshallah. Nasrum min Allah wa fathun qareeb. Bibi Netanyahu fires the head, the chief of Shin Bet. He says he can't trust him. All lies. You know Netanyahu, the war criminal, is a serial liar. The Shin Bet chief told him, I know a lot of your secrets, and I'm going to divulge it to the media. So he said, let me fire him before he can do that. You see that? But this guy, his name is Bar, B-A-R. So he rejected the firing. He said, I don't accept it. I'm going to take you to the cleaners. That is what Quran taught us. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. The war among themselves, the Jews, the cursed nation, the scum of the earth, the pigs and swines, Allah calls them in the Quran, chapter 5, verse number 60. So there will be big war among themselves. Fire broke out there in a nightclub in Macedonia. 60 people approximately dead. Why? One of the band playing there was playing with fireworks, and then the flames went to the ceiling out of control. And you see, Islam says, Atishbazi. Atishbazi is the very high term they use in Urdu. All these fireworks is haram in Islam. For us as Muslims to sell fireworks haram. And therefore we say, whether it's Christmas, New Year, Diwali, that for Muslims to participate in all that, totally haram. Trump trumpeting away. He thinks he can sit in the White House and play with, oh, that guy's lighty. You understand? Musk. Musk is the shadow president. And then he has to carry him into the helicopter. So he is now, you must remember, looking after Musk lighty, because every day he gives him money or so. So 200 Venezuelans, he told them, get out from here. You are illegal. But the judge said they must be brought back. You see that? Humiliation for Trump, and inshallah America will implode under him, and that will be his legacy, the harami. So now what do they do? So the 200 plus were flown to El Salvador, and they told them, keep them there, and we will give you $20,000 per annum, per year, for each one of them. But there's big lawsuits and all that still coming up on that. We salute Ireland and the government there of Prime Minister Simon Harris. He said, we support Palestine, and what Israel is doing is genocide, ethnic cleansing, crimes against humanity. Well done, Ireland, you understand? And most of you Irish politicians, very good statements. You see, they want to murder the Muslims, but Allah ki la tibe awaze. A tornado hits America, Missouri, and all these places. 37 people dead. Very good. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. Allahumma gharriq buyutahum. Allahumma dammir diyarahum. Allahumma ahalikhum kama ahalakta Ad wa Thamud. Ya Allah, destroy America and all these kuffar and the munafiqeen, the Muslims so-called, who are living there and supporting Trump and so forth. Must be idiots to support these kind of characters. He now, if you know, when I was very young, I'm still young, not so old, 70, running and kicking still. So there was a radio. I used to listen to it. It wasn't very clear, but I used to listen. So that time, you know, we had the small star radios. So we let try and listen to BBC of London, 100 years old now, and VOA, Voice of America. So Rush O'Hee Trump, he says, Voice of America, the entire staff go now. We don't need you. He put them on leave. He say all this is a waste of money. There in Czechoslovakia, Prague, remember they got the radio called Radio Liberty. So now there's no money coming. So they asking European countries, please help us. We want this radio to continue, Radio Liberty. So Trump is destroying their infrastructure. It's very good for us. Carry on, Trump. Destroy America. And inshallah, that will be your legacy, you harami. Trump is worse than the COVID pandemic, plandemic. That is the politicians, you see that. New Zealand and India, today the Prime Minister of New Zealand will meet Modi there in Delhi. And now they are going to discuss bilateral ties, economically, politically, and socially, and what have you. You know that New Zealand, 5 million people, 50 million sheep, one man, one vote, one man, 10 sheep, you know. So now the dairy products and all that. So it's a big thing. Thailand has become the new great destination for tourism, beating South Africa, Argentina, Netherlands, and a host of other countries. It's a harami place. Therefore, they call it, I've been there, they call the capital Bangkok. you see. You know, the people who love prostitutes and all this type of life, they flock there, the harami. As that cricketer, Warne was another harami. He loved there, to go there, and he died in the hands of the prostitutes. And that is how they love these haramis, and you support them. Sydney, speaking of Australia, is sweltering. Remember, the people are perspiring, extremely hot there. One of the warmest, you must remember, March, you must remember, there in Sydney. So Australia is sweltering, especially Sydney. Two radio stations burnt in Haiti, you know, Port-au-Prince. So there always these problems and so forth. So these gangsters, they went there and they entered the radio station, burnt all the equipment, everything. So end of the story. Let's come to South Africa, our beloved cry, my beloved country, Lamola. Lamola is Minister of Justice. He says how the US fired and expelled Ibrahim Rasool. Remember, they did not follow proper procedure. Lamola, you remind me about that saying we learned in school, that you close the, you know, stable after the horse has bolted. What good is it? You can't do anything. Can you expel the American ambassador? You don't have the guts to do that. Can you expel the Israeli ambassador? Tell Israel, get out from here and close the embassy. You don't have the guts to do that, because you want to do business with them. Who is supplying Israel the greatest amount of coal after Colombia is South Africa? So they all also got hidden agendas and so forth. So end of the day, ANC, Ibrahim Rasool, all humiliated, disgraced, remember. Free State, you must remember, Bloemfontein, there, that university and hospital have done great strides, they say. Now they can do robotic operations, and that are much more precise than human, you know, operating. So it's the first time in the history of South Africa at a large scale that that will happen. So people are really fascinated by that. Me, if Allah protect us from going for all these type of things. But will I prefer a robot or a human being? I still prefer a human being. These robots, they go mad sometimes, you know. Just now they cut the wrong portion then. So you must, EFF, Malema and them told ANC, we are prepared to pass the budget, you see, but condition, you must remove that vet business. There must be an amendment, remove it, and then we will stand with you and pass the budget as we did in Gauteng. So EFF is also a man for all seasons, you see that. And severe thunderstorms expected today, Monday, in various parts of South Africa. So brace yourself for that. And two more items before I finish up. Remember, the DA told Cyril and ANC, we need a high-powered delegation to go to America from the GNU. So all the major parties and so forth send, for example, 1-2 persons to go to Washington and explain Trump and his people. They're not going to listen. But anyway, that was their suggestion, the DA. And then 3-4 people arrested, 260 million gone down the drain in the SASA scam. South Africa, you know it is. From top to bottom, bunch of chores and crooks, you must remember. And then they get caught. Who's going to pay back? Nobody pays back, because they're just laughing and so forth. They'll get some top shot lawyer, spend some time, and then they'll be out on bail or parole after a few years and so forth. Inshallah, today, 8:30 to 9, I'll be with Mona Zaid. We'll discuss the last 10 nights, 10 days of Ramadan Mubarak, inshallah, then tafsir, and then report back our trip to Trichardt. And inshallah that we must continue now changing our lives for the better. We start in the second half. So let the second half be better than the first half. Walal akhiratu khayrun laka min al-ula. Ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.